The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
Welcome back inside the MDN Studios, Sports Talk 1050, WTK, The Ticket, online at WTKA.com. As I said, Coach Kim Barnes-Jericho had a lot to say yesterday to help us get going with Michigan Women's Basketball Media Day over at the Chrysler Center. Here's part two of what Coach Kim had to say.
Yeah, they're, first of all, they are pretty passionate. That's a word that we've come up with in the last couple of weeks, just to really describe their personalities, and they're incredibly hardworking. They're on the road recruiting every opportunity that they can be, and when they're not, they're in the office working with our student athletes. They're just committed. They're committed to excellence. And we talk about that a lot when we talk about the University of Michigan being leaders and best and top 5% and trying to bring in the best of the best. Well, I feel really fortunate that my assistant coaches and the people I get to work with every single day are the best of the best. They're each a little bit different, which is great. I don't want three people that are exactly the same. And they each have some really great strengths, which have already rolled over into the team. You know, it's funny, I don't think I even told them this, but maybe about a week ago, one night late after practice, my phone rang, and it was Isabel Vergeau, and you know your heart stops when the phone rings because you're not really sure what's going to be on the other end. And she said, Coach, I said, yeah, is everything okay? She said, yeah, I just want to call and tell you how much I love our new assistants and how great it's been working with them every day and how positive it is at practice and how they're such a light and so uplifting. I was like, is that it? She's like, yeah. So it made my night. But just to hear from our student athletes as well. They're each working with different positions. Coach Harry is working with our wings, just doing a great job with them. Obviously, you know, we have Leah Brown at the wing spot. We also have Maddie Nolan, Michelle Sedor, really great wings. Our freshman wings, which we haven't even talked about, and Layla Felia and Jordan Hobbs, and just doing a great job working with them. Coach Moore has the great task of working with Nas Hillman and company each and every single day. So I told her always have her computer nearby and practice film and game film because Nas is going to be up there, like I said, every day. But it's not only Nas. It's that entire post group. And it's funny because Nas came up to me, you know, after the first few practices because she's had a couple different coaches in that position. And she said, Coach, I think one of the greatest things for me, one of the greatest takeaways for me is that I've had the ability to learn something different from each coach that I've had. And Coach Moore brings something different, and I'm really embracing that. So I thought that was another great thing as well. And Coach Val is a point guard guru. Obviously, she played for her national team, played professionally for a long time, and learned from one of the best point guards in Coach Staley, and just really takes ownership of our point guards. And, you know, every night will send me a list of things after she watched practice that day of new drills and thoughts and ideas that she has for our point guards the next day. So they're just committed to excellence. They're passionate. They're hardworking. They're true Michigan women and men. And I'm glad that they're on board.
If you wouldn't mind talking about the freshmen a little bit, I mean, are any ready to, you know, contribute right away or yeah?
Yeah, it's funny. They're such a nervous, all freshmen are nervous. You know, they're every day they're nervous about practice. They're nervous about what things are going to look like in 3 weeks. They're nervous if they're ever going to play this year. They have so many thoughts running through their head. But they're an incredible, incredible group. And I think they got a chance to be really, really good. We have a point guard in Ari Wiggins, who is probably the fastest kid that I've ever coached. And that's saying a lot. Obviously, we have Nas Hillman, who, you know, I said if it wasn't for NCAA rules and Elizabeth being here, I would bet on who would win the race, but I would never do that. But Nas gets really upset with me when I challenge her to that. But Ari is lightning fast, a super athlete, can just have the ability to change the game and change the game on both the offensive and defensive ends. She's a lefty, which is different when you have a lefty as your point guard. And she's learning from Amy Dilk, and she's learning from Danielle Roush. And at the other day at the circle, she had an opportunity to speak and spotlight someone in our circle that was doing well. And she went on to spotlight Amy and just gave appreciation to Amy for helping her and taking her under her wing, her and Danielle, to help her grow through this process. Layla Filia and Jordan Hobbs are two, probably, Jordan might be 6'2", and Layla's probably close to 6 foot wings, which is just unbelievable length. And when I think about what they have and what they're able to do, I get really, really excited about the future of our program. Layla can score at all three levels. She can defend. She's super athletic. She can just do a little bit of everything. And Jordan is a kid that wound up committing a little bit late. And I forgot how tall she was. She walked in, and I thought she was one of our post players and is a guard and can shoot the ball probably as well as anyone on our team. So will they play tomorrow? I'm not exactly sure. But those three have a chance to be really special, really good. Taylor Gibson, and why I separated those three, is obviously Taylor Gibson is backing up an All-American. And sometimes when you're backing up an All-American, it's pretty tough. But she has just been improving and improving each and every single day. And we talk as a staff after every practice, and every practice her name comes up as someone that's just getting it, and it's clicking, and she's getting better. And that's exciting as coaches when, you know, you finish up practice and you're talking about your freshman every day. I think that shows really, really great signs of things to come. And when I think about who can contribute, obviously, you know, today's different than next week, than in 2 weeks, than in January and February. But there's definitely some of them that are going to find their way on the floor this year for sure, because they changed the dynamic of our team when they're on the court. And that's really special when you can say that about a freshman. So I think that some of them will definitely have the opportunity. They're doing great in practice. We keep track of practice points. And twice this past week, Jordan won the practice points and killed in the rebounds on a team with Nas. That's pretty impressive. So they're doing really well.
On Danielle, I mean, she has said something like, you know, she prepares the same way. She's going to play 3 minutes or 30 minutes. I think a lot of players say that. But how does she embody that?
Yeah, I now say I've been coaching for a long time. I used to not say that, but after Harry did this whole presentation last year on how old I was and how many years I've been coaching, I was reminded that I have been doing this for a long time. But in my long time of coaching, you come across, you know, different players, different type of athletes, different type of people, and for the most part, most people say that. Most people say that, and most people have great intentions and really believe that they're going to try to do that. For someone to have the discipline and the structure to do it, I think there are few and far between. When you don't see any success, and when you're working your butt off and you're practicing hard every single day and you're grinding and you come in the morning and you stay late at night and you do everything in your power and you still don't play, it's easy to quit and it's easy to give up. And most people do, or they waver until they get some playing time, a taste of some success, and then they get rejuvenated. Well, Danielle didn't even have much of a taste of success and continued with that laser focus. I think that's really special. And when she says she's going to do that and then be ready to take advantage of the opportunity when it presents itself, I can't think of a better example of when that happened in the NCAA tournament. And, you know, you talk about proud moments as a coach or moments that will stay with you forever as a coach. It's things like that. And that has nothing to do with my coaching. It has zero to do with me. That is 100% Danielle Rausch. And she deserves 100% of the credit for being ready, because she put in that time, she put in that effort, and she never wavered. And those are the greatest moments as a coach, to watch somebody's success like that.
I'm new here. I'm Mark Patrick in the Michigan Daily. I had a question about last season, Sweet 16, first time in program history. What did you guys learn from that that run in that season in particular that you think could be applied to this year?
Hi, Mark. Well, nice to meet you. I'm sure we'll be seeing a lot of each other. Last year's Sweet 16 run was obviously incredibly special. But there were a lot of things that happened through the course of last year that, because of COVID or because of different shutdowns, we sometimes forget. And so many times, you know, Sarah reminds me of something, and I'll be like, oh, man, I want to remember that moment because it was so special. And that could have been the start to last year's season, which was 10-0, and that had never happened in program history before. And we went to Notre Dame, and we were able to win at Notre Dame, and not many teams are able to do that. So there were a lot of those stepping stones throughout last season that I think gave us confidence. And then we had a lot of setbacks and a lot of turmoil throughout the country that really helped to connect us at another level. And I think, you know, sometimes you really talk about, you know, like we talked about Danielle, you talk about, okay, how do you respond to adversity? And people could say all the cliches of, you know, how you're supposed to respond to adversity, but sometimes it always doesn't work that way. And last year we had a bunch of different situations, whether it was personal to us or whether it was throughout our country, that we had to handle adversity. And I think each of those situations brought our team closer and closer and closer together instead of further apart. And when the NCAA tournament came around, we were ready to go. And it might have been the first time, you know, and I can't even say we were completely healthy, because we weren't, you know, and we were still able to rally around each other and play for each other. And another moment, another coaching moment that will stay with me forever, was Naz's post-game interview, where she got choked up saying, you know, all season long, it's been about, you know, what I have done individually, and the, you know, player of the year and All-American and this and this and this. Well, it's never been about our team. And, you know, going to the Sweet 16 and beating Tennessee was the first time it was truly about our team, and how important that was and how much that meant to her, and was way more important than any individual accolade. And I think that was what our team was all about last year. And, you know, you want to bottle it, because every year is different and there's no guarantees that this year is going to be the same. And we'll work for that for sure. But it was just, you know, everything that we had to go through and all of those little hurdles and obstacles that we had to overcome really brought us closer together. And we were ready for the moment when the moment came.
Hi, Coach. Matt Mister from WTK in Ann Arbor. One of the biggest things that was definitely missing last year was the presence of the fans. Have you mentioned with the underclassmen to prepare them for this upcoming season with fans coming back to Chrysler?
Yeah, I mean, what a bummer. Your team has the best year in program history, and you do all these incredible things, and our fans didn't get to be a part of it. That was extremely, extremely tough. That was tough for the kids that knew what that was like, to play in front of our fans and to play in front of a packed arena. And then it was really tough for our young ones that at the beginning couldn't even have their parents there and couldn't even have their friends there and their support network there. So it was tough at times, and I know it's something that our players have talked about already, and just, we want to celebrate. We didn't want to celebrate by ourselves. We wanted to celebrate with our fan base, because that's who we do it for. We do it for Michigan. You know, we play for Michigan. We play for that Block M. We play for our fan base. So it's going to be special to be able to have everyone back. We're really looking forward to it.
We are all looking forward to being back inside the Chrysler Center. Michigan men's and women's basketball will tip off in early November. Really excited about that. Yesterday, Michigan Women's Basketball Media Day. You just heard from Coach Kim Barnes-Arico. Today, we're going to hear from Juwan Howard. Excited about that as well, as we get ready for basketball season. Of course, it's football season as well. We'll get to football coming up in a little bit because we're going to talk to Joe Simon in the 8 o'clock hour, John Ubakin in the 9 o'clock hour, and a whole lot more. Stay with us. This is the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.